Great to be joined by Wayne Wallingford now, and he is the 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau on our weekly legislative chat. And it sounded like a busy week for you, Wayne. You had to prepare and presented 6 bills in committee and 3 on the floor.
Yes, it was a very busy week, and sometimes I was running from one committee. I'd say, can I present this one first in your committee and then go to the other committee and say, can I present mine last in your committee? That way I wouldn't miss that. So, yeah, it was a hectic week.
Senate Bill 180 will help in the training for employees that may work on government facilities. And I know this is something, or military facilities, maybe I should say. And I know that's something that's always been close to your heart as you served in the military for a long time.
Yes, that's correct. Every year I carry some bills that affect our military because it's very important to our state. The defense and national security spending in our state is roughly $30 billion economic impact and provides about $10 billion in wages and supports about 180,000 jobs. And as the federal government has less money to spend on national defense, they look at a program called BRAC, Base Relocation and Closure. So we wouldn't want one of our bases to close and certainly wouldn't want it to relocate at another state. So other states are also jumping on programs like I'm proposing here. Oklahoma's done it, and they got about 1,300 jobs, I believe, at Tinker Air Force Base. And Texas, you know, a big military state, they have about $30 million budget annually on that. So we want to make sure we're competitive with all those other states.
Is that bill then going to be moved out of committee, or has it been?
It's going to be get moved out. You know, we don't usually exec on a bill the same day it's heard. Usually wait till the next week, or if it's got a lot of issues, then you know, you wait till you get it corrected. I don't think this bill will have any issues, so I think it'll probably get execed out next week because it's so important. Everyone realizes how important it is to support the location of new military personnel and facilities to our state. So we're working hard to support those installations and try to attract more military jobs.
Do you anticipate being as busy in your presentations next week as you were this week?
I think I will, because I've turned in more bills. I think I'm close to 26 different bills. So my name appears all over the Senate floor calendar to present bills. Sometimes, well, like yesterday, I did 3 in a row.
So you've been quite a prolific writer here lately.
Exactly. But, you know, that's what I went up there to do, to support the Missouri and the constituents and everyone and make Missouri a better place for everybody.
All right. Wayne, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Wayne Wallingford joining us on this legislative interview, 27th District Senator from Cape Girardeau.